With KAZU News, I'm Krista Olmanson. Kids attend all sorts of camps during summer. Camp Grace brings together maximum security inmates and their children for 1 week. It runs in a couple of California state prisons with dreams of expanding. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Inside Salinas Valley State Prison, the visiting room has become an art gallery. Life-size murals made of paint, cotton balls, and glitter are on display. Inmates and their children have been working on them all week at Camp Grace. The theme of the murals is A Perfect Day with Dad. On this last day of camp, families are sharing their artwork. Inmate Rudy Ellis and his 13-year-old daughter, Tanaya, stand in front of theirs.
For our mural, I graduated this year from the 8th grade, and my dad, he wasn't there to make it, and so he came up with the idea of me doing my graduation. So he's holding my certificate.
This is the second time Camp Grace has come to Salinas Valley State Prison. It's a maximum security facility in Soledad. The Ellis family has participated both years. Rudy says last year, their mural had even more glitter.
Every morning I wake up, wherever I go, I kept seeing glitter everywhere, like on the lockers, on a bunk, on the floor, on my clothes. I'm just like, all this glitter, but it made me smile.
Eventually, the glitter disappeared. But the memory of it didn't. That motivated Rudy to stay out of trouble in prison. In order to participate in Camp Grace, the dads must be discipline-free for a year. This year, there are 8 dads and their children at camp. They get to spend 5 days together. Tanaya lives so far away, she can't visit often. So this is special.
My one-on-one time with my dad was really good because I feel like I needed that.
It's always a beautiful thing to bond with your child. Especially in this type of environment.
The families bond by journaling and playing games like Thorns and Roses. That's where they share something positive and something tough. As a football game picks up in a nearby fenced-in yard, Tanaya and her dad sit down to talk.
Trying to parent and be a father from this situation is kind of difficult. Just give much love, much life experience so they don't go down the wrong path.
Rudy joined a gang when he was young. He was sent to prison for murder 12 years ago.
They can't reconcile with their victim directly. The crime has been done.
Alexandra Powell works for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. She says most of these inmates will eventually get out, so developing family connections matters.
That all contributes to a positive reentry into society and a lower chance that they will commit other crimes.
Fathers and daughters.
The father and child dance has been a tradition since the camp first took place back in 2012. Today, Camp Grace runs in 2 California prisons and is funded by the state. The camp's creator, Karen McDaniel, hopes to expand, but says getting more funding is a challenge. McDaniel says many feel these dads are not deserving. She brings it back to the kids.
Oftentimes they're told you're just like your dad. There's expectations that they'll never be anything because their father's in prison. And so by coming here, they're able to be with other children that suffer the same trauma that they do, that they can speak openly about their pain, and they can shine here. You saw some of our kids doing their show today, and one of them was Tanaya. She showed what a beautiful, talented singer she is.
I just want you close.
She's seen Tanaya gain confidence through this process.
This is her story, and it's okay for it to be her story, and she can turn it into power instead of pain.
And she can leave Camp Grace knowing her dad is there for her.
No matter where I'm at, you know, like, never forget that I love you. That at this end of the day, like, we still see the same sky, same moon.
In Soledad, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.